The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host, Eduardo Los.
That was something, but we can't talk about it.
No, we can in the first segment.
It's mind-boggling. It really is. Actually, just we'll make one more announcement before we get to. We have to go back to Oscar. And this is the Christina Lucia show. So we get into it within a minute or two, but obviously we're going to talk about Oscar for a few minutes. So let's get it off the table. It's staggering. I have no idea that my words are failing. I mean, I knew what he did. And I know Oscar for the last couple of years. And, you know, talk about somebody. And I had no idea he's doing it. One, you know, you're in a partner in a law firm. So I'm figuring he's having secretaries and aides and everything do his work for him. This is his job on his own. So I don't know, just nothing but kudos.
It was just incredible, you know. And I was, and I, you know, I was laughing, John, because I was saying everyone was just so captivated. You know, I mean, we've all watched. I mean, I've watched. I can't tell you the countless amount of TV shows and documentaries. And I mean, that's kind of like our jam over in the Lou House. So we're always watching. And it was just, you know, to hear him firsthand. And then I was sitting back, and you know, that's what's so amazing about this program is that we are able to have someone on like him, you know. And we say, like, our goal is to showcase just amazing people out there, you know. And here's a guy who's not sitting, you know, he's not sitting around, you know, twiddling his thumbs every day. I mean, he's working in the firm, like you said, and then he's doing this as a side project, you know, which is just incredible, you know. And the amount of work that has to go into it. And just to think, you know, because I was talking with my family last night about our show today, and we were all saying, like, that is just the most unimaginable thing, yeah, to be sitting in, knowing that you did not commit for. And I mean, most of these cases, it seems like, have been 20 plus years, you know, someone sitting
there. Yeah, not like 3 weeks and you're out. You've lost a life. Like,
absolutely.
I don't even say something.
I have a problem with people when you hear these things, all right, and really sinks in. People who knowingly contribute, a DA or whoever, knowingly contribute to getting those people found guilty, even though there's stuff that shows that may not be the case. And it's like they get a gold star for putting somebody away for 30 years when they knowingly know that there's a reason that that's maybe not the case. And, you know, it's like you don't care about anybody. You know, how can you do that in good conscience? I would have a real problem with that. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's what's unfortunate. You know, like I said, when you hear these things, but it's the fact that there's someone like Oscar doing this legwork. It's just, I mean, I was completely captivated and just blown away by the whole thing, because I find this topic very, you know, interesting. And like, and it was just, it's just good to know that there are people, you know, as unfortunately there are the bad people out there who are, you know, contributing to these unfortunate things, you know. But I mean, the world is blessed to have people like Oscar, and just his story, everything. I was like, they just need to make a movie about Oscar. I mean, frankly,
you know what was funny too? Oscar has helped 7 people.
Yeah.
But as of last year, if I got it correctly, he got 150 requests.
Yeah.
So, and how many more don't even know of Oscar?
Yeah.
Which means, and guess what? Some people could request wrongful imprisonment, and they're not wrongful. They figure, let me take a shot, and maybe they'll get me off, and I could do it again. But in this case, it really is. It's such, and the boy who just got off now, and his mom just died. A terrible thing. 20 years, she got to go visit him and make pound cake for breakfast for a prison. Yeah. But she had her boy at least for a couple of months, whatever. I didn't get the specifics. But it's a gift. I mean, a terrible gift, because she could have had him all her life and be able to go visit mommy on a Sunday and have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever it is. But instead, she's going to prison. But no, it really was. He's just, and I know the law firm is a tremendous firm. And they do great work just from the legal aspect of the stuff.
I know, but, you know, because, you know, it's just nice, especially, I mean, obviously, this is so astounding, you know, the wrongful conviction piece, but even the other piece of him just trying to help these small businesses, you know, I mean, it's really these situations where people need so much assistance and guidance. And the fact that Oscar, clearly, that is his passion to do those things, is just incredible. So
while he was talking, Christina, I was thinking of our dear friend Otto.
Uh-oh.
Because, and I don't know if either one of you will realize why, but he said that IDing by people is a very poor thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Otto couldn't even explain the man who gave his wallet back to him. If you remember that story a couple of months ago, he's like, I think he had a bit of a beard. Yeah. He had a truck. Yeah. He had a yellow jacket, you know, like, yeah. And yet you had to line up. Would you?
Time.
Remember Otto?
Yeah.
When you were talking Otto about that?
Say the beginning of that again.
I said, when you got your wallet back.
Oh,
and
yes.
Trying to explain what the guy looked like.
Yeah.
You know, throw him in a lineup, I don't think you would have, the way you said, well, a bit of a beard, but not really a beard and a jacket.
No, it's so true, especially when you're in a state of panic, you know, and distress. You know, I talk about this all the time in my house because we, you know, like I said, we watch these things all the time and we're always like reflecting about it. And I said, I would be horrible. And I'm pretty a perceptive person, but
right.
If I'm in a panicked situation, you know, forget it. I can't even tell. And I always say, I said, I can't tell how tall anybody is. Everyone's right. taller than me. And that's really like how I judge. I, you know, I'm like, I don't know. They're taller than me. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah. You're really out about that though.
You know, funny you mentioned that. I'm sorry, John, but funny you mentioned that because that exact same thing went through my mind. And I had maybe last week sometime, I saw what I thought was maybe this truck that I saw and maybe was the guy. And I said, maybe I should go over there. But if I had to accuse him of murdering somebody, no way I would know. And he did a good thing, this person.
Right, right.
But I can't tell you. And it was like 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I have no idea how long it was.
I know. I'm with you.
And it's not here.
I think that's the point of this also. You know, obviously you hear these more of like conspiracy-based kind of situations, you know, that also happen. But I think also that is so astounding because it's the wrongful thing. You know, when he was saying with that one case, you know, they happen to look like brothers, you know, so it's so easy, you know, and then someone puts a thought into your head, you know, and you could be like, oh, yeah, that's what it was, you know, and it's just blows my mind that this is how things go down.
Talk about putting a thought in your head. We're not going to go into politics, but 2 months before the election, people were being told it's going to be a phony election.
Right.
And then people believe it. Never in history has, you know, so many people know we knew it was going to be. There was somebody on TV last night, accepts Biden and everything else, but knows it was still a phony election. It's like, oh my God. It's like, give me a break. But
well, that's, you know, and that's just the world we're living in now too.
Going out and telling them that they will take a while. And if it sinks in, they're going to turn around and say, it's my truth. And that's the end of it. They're going to go.
No, and I think about this too. You know, like I said, there's so many things I've watched and even just, you know, people I've known that, you know, when they were younger had issues, you know, and like you think about these young kids, especially, and how impressionable and scared you are, you know, and then if someone in law enforcement is like, oh, well, it's this, you know, don't you know? I mean, it's so easy to, you know, get caught up in this because you're in a state of complete panic. I mean, I know myself, I would be a nervous wreck, forget it. I wouldn't be able to process anything or, you know, it's like you're just panicked and it's just absolutely, I mean, I can go on for this forever because it's just something that just completely blows my mind, the whole thing.
Well, you know, people always say that kids are like, if there's a death, all right, people say, oh, kids are very resilient, they'll forget about it. I can tell you from personal life experience that that's not true, that kids may not express it, but it's there. And when they see all these things that have been going on around them in the ages of 6 to 15, or pick a number, those things are going to sink in, whether we like to think that or not. You know, kids are impacted by these things. They're not like pieces of wood that sit there and don't absorb anything. They do. They know. They may not know it in the depth, but it's there,
yeah.
In my opinion. You know, they know, I think.
I agree. And that's why, unfortunately, later on in life, many kids have a problem, because not only is it there, it's sunk in and it never came out. So they
don't even know it's there. You know, I think about that all the time, you know, with people obviously being in social work school and all this stuff. You know, we're constantly, we're talking about this, and it was, you know, it's stuff that are there that is impacting you and shaping you that you don't even know is impacting you or shaping you. You know, even in my personal life, there's so many people that I've talked to that be like, oh no, that didn't like affect me. But then like, you see, like, but it did, you just literally have no idea that it affected you. You know, it's just like this little thing sitting in the back of your head, like not being addressed, you know? So right.
Well, it's like, you probably, I know you two never have a dispute with your spouses, but occasionally, occasionally what happens, I find, is something all of a sudden triggers a little action between the two people. And it really isn't that event at all. It's kind of a buildup of stuff and something else, you know, this piece that took place, like you put the napkins too far away on the table, I can't reach them. Now that triggers the whole thing, but that wasn't really the issue. You know, it was
absolutely
something else that happened, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have a break coming up in a minute. I just want, and this is true, honestly, Steph and I don't fight at all, hardly, and whenever we do, usually it's my fault, and then she'll get cranky, and within a minute I'll turn around and say, listen, we can drag this out, or let's forget about it right now. And so it's over. Because, you know, I've gone to the point where, like, you'll spend a day not talking to some stupidity. And okay, and what for? But now it's like, okay, I was wrong. It's dropping, let's move forward. We got to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.